Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 164 and day number 13 of the Dog Days of Advent. Thank you for joining me. As always, and as I sit here and talk to you, I am enjoying a fine bourbon. Actually, this is an Eagle Rare. I think it's from Buffalo Trace. I think they actually put it out or distribute it or something, but Eagle Rare. Yes, I love this stuff. It's actually pretty good. Funny story, I think I found out that my liquor store that's near my house has been drilling me on the price, so to speak. So I go in and I buy the this bourbon, and when they have it in, I mean, it must be pretty popular because it's usually not on the shelf. And the last couple of times I've been in there, oh yeah, we got one in the back. So they get me one and there's none on the shelf. All right. So I get one, but it's a little pricey, and I'm thinking, okay, I'll make this one a once in a while thing. And it's kind of a mid Eagle Rares, I think a mid-ish tier bourbon. Anyway, so the other day I'm watching a video on YouTube. It's like, here's some entry-level bourbons, and he's talking about it. And I go to the next video, he's talking about mid-level bourbons, and the price. And he ended up with a stack of bourbons as he was talking about it. One of them was Eagle Rare, and he said that it cost $26 as about the average price. I went, $26. That's if it was within a couple bucks of what I've been paying, I could get that, but it was not. It was about double. I was like, you got to be kidding me. $26? I've been paying more. So I'm going to be shopping around. I'm going to another liquor store. I wasn't too happy with that. Plus he had like four or five different bourbons on his list. He says, no, I got all these for $80. I was like, I got this one for $50. I feel really ripped off and I'm not really happy, but you know what? I'm not going to let that get me down. I got the bourbon anyway, but I'm going to enjoy it for what it is. So I had two words on my list tonight. I'm going to catch up. I did not do an episode the other night, so I'm going to catch up a little bit. So first one is, one of my words off the list is parents. And this last week it was my mom's birthday. I take a lot of inspiration from her for a couple reasons. One, artistically and parentally. Yeah, parentally. You know, because she was a stay-at-home mom for ever. I mean, she was there for me and my brother ever since we were, you know, born, which is great. And I think I value that a lot. And so did my wife. And not just because my mom did it, but we both valued that. And we did that kind of thing with our kid. You know, Kim was a stay-at-home mom. Is that what I said it right? She was a stay-at-home mom. And I, of course, have been very involved. I don't think I've missed hardly anything he's done as extracurricular, or any event or anything, but she was a stay-at-home mom. And so was referring to my mother. She was a stay-at-home mom. But she was also an artist, and she started painting, I think in the early 80s, maybe late 70s. And it took about 10 years or so for her to really get her voice. And you can see that it's evident some of the older paintings to now, or till the mid 90s, early 90s, I should say, she really started getting a voice and making an artistic voice, I should say, and really making something that was unique to her. And for her birthday, I made a website for her. So you can actually check it out if you want. You can go to wandastepp.com and check out some of her work. She's got a few pictures up in the gallery. We'll be adding a few more. And there's a list of the galleries that she's actually in. And you can take a look at that. Maybe one's near you. Could be. So go check that out. So I want to, a big shout out to my mom because she's been fantastic. In a lot of ways, like I said, artistically, I'm more of a photographer, and you know, I take inspiration from a lot of things that she does in what I do. So, the other word, what was the other word I was going to talk about tonight? I'm trying to figure it out what I was going to talk about. I'll say seasonal treat. How about that? Well, I kind of mentioned that on the candy canes one. That was the candy cane Hershey Kisses, which I am not partaking of this year because I'm not doing sugar, but I do have some in the drawer right here under my hand, but I'm not having one. I'll just save them for later. Actually, they're from last year. They're still there. There's a few of them left. See, that's what willpower will get you. Not eating the candy that's right under your hand. I'll tell you one of the other treats that comes to mind when I think about Christmas, and that's, what is it, that like the people do the haystack? Is that what haystacks? Where it's almost like Chex Mix that's like lightly covered with like some kind of milk chocolate and powdered sugar. And those things were good. That stuff was awesome. I could just eat my weight in that stuff. And of course, seasonal treats as far as, which, you know, same kind of food that you would have at Thanksgiving kind of blend into Christmas. You know, it could be pumpkin pie. We end up with pumpkin pies all the time here, you know, in the season, between holidays, you know, turkeys, stuff like that. I think it's not really seasonal, but I'll say my favorite food, mac and cheese. I have not had mac and cheese hardly. Well, I've had a spoonful here and there the last year since I talked about my health in the last episode, but I'm not eating, all that kind of stuff because I'm doing keto. But suffice it to say, macaroni and cheese is my kryptonite. Yes, it is. I have trouble passing that up. So anyway, there you go. Seasonal treats, the candy cane kisses, the haystacks. Is that what they call them, the haystacks? And macaroni and cheese. Really any holiday food. Boy, I'm getting hungry just thinking about this. Now, hold on. Here. Here's cheers to you. Here's my bourbon. Okay. Thank you. We'll catch you on the next one. Good night. I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.